What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays. Hello, Mike. How
are you? What up, Mike? How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good. Nice to see the Hawks playing, certainly better. They lost 8 in a row, 9 out of 10, all that. And then the trade deadline comes, and a little bit disappointing, I think, probably for some folks to see DeAndre Hunter on the way out and what you got back for him. But now they're 3-0 since the trade deadline, so...
Yeah,
go figure.
I guess I'm still in the minority on this DeAndre thing. Like, he was having a good year, without question. But he was having a good year coming off the bench. Did you see what he did last night for the Cavaliers?
Yeah, it was like 12 or something, 15.
Yeah, he had 12 points and one rebound and five fouls in 23 minutes. That's about, I think, what he's going to be as a starter for that team. And what did he get back in the totality? First of all, you got... DeAndre's contract pushed out, okay? He was going to be owed $25 million next year. That gives you a lot of room to do something this offseason. With all due respect to Bogey, great guy, fan favorite, teammates loved him. Bogey was having a horrible year.
Yeah, he had fallen off a cliff for whatever reason.
Yeah, for reasons unknown.
Yeah.
So now you've moved that aside, and in totality you bring in LeVert, Mann, and Niang. And you get the space this offseason with the Hunter contract being gone. I think the Hawks did pretty well, to be totally honest with you. Plus, we aren't talking about the X factor, that the Alpha Kaba draft rights are back home where they belong.
I think only you and me get that joke.
They're
but
back
I like
home
that
where
joke.
They belong.
They drafted a guy 60th overall like 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was never going to play in the NBA then. His name's Alpha Kaba.
Okay.
Me and Mike were doing that draft.
Okay.
And then they traded his rights, which we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
And then they got him back for Zeller when they traded Zeller.
Where is he at?
Europe. I'm honestly guessing continents at this point.
Not
I don't
very
even know.
Close to the NBA
yeah.
is where he's at right
as
now.
As close to the NBA as he's ever been. Yes, all that is correct. We said this last week, and this is sort of my take on all of it, is, okay, well then, we'll check in 6 months
yep,
and
sure.
see how that money gets spent.
Yeah, and that is
because
very fair.
That's how this gets decided, I guess. Like,
that,
if that's
that
what
is
it is.
Very, very fair.
If it's we cleared all this space to do all this stuff,
yep.
it's like, all right, well, let's see what the stuff is.
Totally correct. And when the Hawks have had the ability to go out and do stuff before, like use that John Collins trade exemption,
yep.
They didn't use it.
Right.
So that is very, very fair. But I think short term, the Hawks have made their second unit a lot better. Now, here's what's really interesting, guys. If you look at the Eastern Conference right now, 4-9, do you know the Hawks only four games, or maybe even three, it's close, three or four games in the win column out of the four seed
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the schedule that they're going to play coming out of the All-Star break, and tomorrow against New York, that'll be tough. But when you look at what they have coming out of the All-Star break, the Hawks are going to play all of those teams in that mix, in some cases multiple times, and mostly all at home. So they've got a couple games with Orlando coming up. They've got Detroit. They've got Miami. all of that coming up. Now, I don't want to, you know, spread false hope or anything like that, but if there was a year where 41-41 might be able to keep you out of the play-in or, you know, at worst make you 7th or 8th, it might be this year. So just, you know, kind of hold off on, you know, shoveling dirt on the Hawks' grave. And I'll admit, I thought when Jalen Johnson got knocked out for the year that the Hawks were probably done. So I misread that situation entirely.
I saw your tweet last night, Mike, and basically you were saying the streaks that this team has been on this year.
Crazy, isn't it?
Do you see it continuously going like that throughout the season?
Well, I think so much of it's dependent on schedule.
Okay. Right. I mean, you read off, that's why I was asking you that, because of the opponents that you read off, the closest between 4 and 9, all those different things. Could this team, and everything is, I mean, you can never be, and nothing's guaranteed, but right. Could you see this team being more consistent like they are now, or is it?
Well, I think if they stay healthy, yes.
Right.
Because now, and, you know, if they stay healthy and your second unit's a lot deeper. And then what happens last night, literally on back-to-back plays,
yeah.
Larry Nance has been
so
playing
bad.
Really well. That looked gnarly.
So
and I will tell you, I can tell you, my sources are telling me there is major concern.
It looked really bad.
Major concern about Larry
your
Nance.
Your ankle hit the floor like that?
Yeah, well, which one are we talking about?
About Larry Nance, but it looked like he came down on his...
Well, it looked like his leg was locked, and then he banged knees with someone else when his leg was in a locked position. So I can tell you, just my sources are telling me there is very... serious concern about Larry Nance. The Krejci thing, I thought that was a really unnecessary foul.
Yeah, like you were never gonna, you were never gonna block that shot.
Completely unnecessary foul.
Yeah.
I think there's some concern not about Veet's back, but about his wrist. What he landed, what he used to catch himself. So I hopefully are going to have Capella coming back at some point. So the Nance thing, you could probably weather
that.
So
the back spasm was real with Clint.
He did suffer back spasms in a warm up before a game couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know. He did not have an injury designation last night.
Right.
And was in street clothes. So I need an explanation on that. We were not provided one.
Right.
Okay. I really do not know what's going on there. He clearly was not traded. He was listed out with personal reasons. He did not have an injury designation last night, but was in street clothes. So we need to get an answer on that. Hopefully someone will ask. But back to your question about can they stay consistent. Look at what they have coming out of the All-Star break. Home Orlando, home Detroit. Home Miami, road Miami. I mean, if you want to be out of the plane, you got to win all four of those games. And then you host OKC, and you're probably, you know, you'll take what you can get there. You host Memphis after that. That's going to be very tough. So, again, we talk about that roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But then after you jump off that Western Conference two-game roller coaster, Milwaukee, Indiana, Philadelphia, Charlotte, LA Clippers, Brooklyn, Charlotte. You could win all of those if you play the way you played last night and if you can avoid the injury bug. And then you're back home, you play Golden State and Philadelphia, probably have a good chance to win both of those, and then you end the month at Houston, at Miami, at Milwaukee. So again, there's the roller coaster. You know, you're probably going to struggle in those road games, but you could really make up a lot of ground at home. And the Hawks have played a lot of road games pre-All-Star break. So just looking at the schedule – you know, barring something really awful, you know, with an injury happening to like a Trey or a Kongu, I think that would be a very bad loss. Or Risacher hitting another brick wall. I mean, Risacher, I think, has been very good the last couple weeks. Barring any of that, I think the Hawks are going to have a chance to be competitive.
Do you think they would have traded DeAndre if Jalen didn't get hurt?
Yes.
Really?
I do. Yeah. I don't sense that Landry Fields and the group that's advising him would have reacted to one player getting hurt for the year and made a move according to that. And I think it's been completely misstated that it was like a fire sale to get rid of DeAndre, or I heard one person on this radio station even say it was a salary dump. That's not true. I don't think that Landry Fields would have changed all the plans because Jalen Johnson got hurt for the year. In fact, I think if anything, you know, it may have changed the equation or the calculus a little bit on what types of pieces he would look to get back. Like maybe a George Niang could have been out of the plans if a DeAndre Hunter was still healthy, or not healthy, excuse me, if a Jalen Johnson were still healthy, as opposed to if he were out. So, but no, I think they probably had in mind months ago.
Because he's playing well.
Yeah.
You know, right. His value is the highest it's ever been.
That's why we brought it up 6 weeks ago.
Cash
like,
out.
Honestly, if you're going to ever get something in return for this guy,
now's the time to cash out.
Mike,
so I don't think it had anything to do with
that. Mike, has there ever been an all-star in go kick rocks?
I think that may have actually happened a couple years ago when the all-star game was in Atlanta. I don't know if you remember, it was the COVID year.
Right.
Fans couldn't come, or like very few fans were allowed in. I don't want to say the name of the player, but I'm pretty sure there was a situation.
So a guy who made the All-Star team and said, I don't want to be an All-Star?
No. A guy who was not selected, and then there was an injury, and he said, no, I'd rather go to Cancun.
Okay.
I do think that may have happened that year. I don't want to say the name of the player because I want to go back and research and make sure.
Right.
But it is very rare.
Okay.
Steve and I were talking about that last night. Trey's not going to do that. You know, Trey, I think, understands he has an opportunity here to represent the city of Atlanta, represent the Hawks and their fans. He's not going to decline an invitation. Plus, really, when you look back on it a year or two from now, is anyone going to look back at the 2025 All-Star game and remember, oh, yeah, well, Trey was there, but he was an injury replacement? No, I don't think anyone. I think as time passes, no one really cares about that anyway. Trey should have been there anyway.
Yes.
I was unaware of this. Chris Haynes reported it last night that I guess they go back to the coach's vote when they have an injury replacement, and Trey was next in line in the coach's vote.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. That is completely a new revelation to me, but that's what was reported last night.
Hmm.
So, again, you know, I think with all of those factors under consideration, I think Trey would have never thought about skipping this All-Star game if given the opportunity to play in it.
Yeah, I mean, now it's 2 years in a row where it's been the same thing, and he's going to go to both of them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't skipping it also, like, whether it's true or not, if there's some sort of, like, stigma out there that Trey has some sort of, like, attitude or behavioral
wouldn't
problem.
Wouldn't help that stigma.
Wouldn't that make that worse if he was to hell with you guys, I'm not coming anyway.
I really think we're seeing more and more proof that that is a false narrative. And I go back to where the players voted him in all of this. The players, I mean, the player vote he was in. The fan vote he was in. It was the media and the coaches vote that had him down a little bit. So I think we can dispense with this notion that the players don't want to play with Trey Young. The vote had him in. So I'm glad he's going. I'm glad he's representing the city of Atlanta. It makes Sunday night a little more interesting now for me. I don't really know if I can commit to watching it or not.
What the hell is the format, Mike?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I was kidding. I was like, Mike would know. Like, because it's on a Sunday.
Honest to God.
It's supposed to be three games,
right? You know what the sad thing is? You know what I care about more? Is Saturday night. I can't wait for the three-point contest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually care more about the three-point contest than the dunk contest.
Yeah.
We can't even find four NBA players to do the dunk contest now.
Look, here's the thing. So, they tell us what to care about. Like that's what the whole thing is with all professional leagues.
That's right.
The NBA players have told us that they don't care about the dunk contest and they don't care about the game. Some of them care a little bit about the three-point contest, and so we follow their lead.
That's right.
Like, no offense to Mac McClung, but like, you know.
He's not an NBA player.
He's not an NBA player.
You know, and look, it's a great story.
You shouldn't be able to win the NBA dunk contest if you're not an NBA player.
Well, I mean, they let Craig Hodges shoot in the three-point contest, and he wasn't on anybody's team.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah, you remember that last year, he had like the red, white, and blue.
But he was the defending. And I guess so's Mac.
And he had the red, white, and blue NBA sweatsuit.
I don't remember that.
I will always remember that.
Okay, well, so there's a precedent.
Remember that one.
So there's a precedent for a non-NBA player.
I will always remember that Craig Hodges one.
What do you all remember the most about last year's All-Star game? It was Steph Curry against
Sabrina Ionescu.
Yes.
That's what everybody
remembers.
That's
what everyone remembered. Yeah. And apparently there was a rumor they approached Caitlin Clark, and she said no.
Would have been great.
If it was Caitlin Clark against Steph Curry, we all would have been watching
that. Yeah, definitely.
You know? But that's the highlight of the All-Star weekend? That's a problem.
This is not a comment on her, but yes, that's an issue for them.
Yes.
If the best thing they can do is a sideshow in order to get people to get, and she's not, her career is not, but to bring her in and Ionescu last year to do like a one-on-one thing with Steph Curry in a three-point shooting contest, then yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like, the NBA players are doing fine, so they don't care about this clearly, and I guess they shouldn't. But, like, shouldn't...
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Somebody at some point look in the mirror and be like, damn, what have we done?
It's not
nobody
working.
Nobody yeah. cares about this
but
stuff
But they
anymore.
Don't care because...
But then they're like, oh, my mirror cost $4 million, so go blank yourself. I can do whatever I want.
Well, and the thing is, look, they're selling the thing out. The new TV contract, think it'll be on NBC starting next year in prime time, you know, in the middle of sweeps. So they're happy. I mean, the NBA is getting exactly what they want. They're getting the TV coverage. They're selling it out. It's making money. They've got a bazillion sponsors on it. Players don't have to risk getting hurt. Yeah, look, I can't blame a player. You know,
all those famous those famous dunk contest injuries that derailed everyone's career.
Right. When did that ever happen?
I'm not making concessions on this.
I just don't understand it. Like,
it's what nonsense.
What else?
Participate.
What else is there to do in a dunk contest?
If you go to an NBA game, maybe 90 minutes before tip off.
Yeah, everybody's
they're
spinning around doing
dunk
windmills
contest anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're throwing tomahawks and windmills and all that.
Everybody's doing dunk contest dunks.
I don't know. What more needs
not
to
cool.
be done? But it's
they got to make it cool somehow.
But
I don't
I'm glad
know
Trey's there.
Me too. Good I'm glad Trey's there too. All right, Mike, thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.